Former Trump aide Gary Cohn joins IBM, a major outsourcer of American jobs. By John Binder on January 5, 2021. Gary Cohn, President Donald Trump's former economics advisor, has scored a vice chairmanship job at the multinational technology corporation IBM, one of the United States' largest outsourcers of American white-collar jobs. Cohn, who left the Trump administration in March 2018, announced the news on his Twitter page. Cohn previously worked as the second-in-command of Goldman Sachs, running the Wall Street firm's day-to-day operations, before joining the Trump administration, and was widely regarded as a globalist who opposed much of Trump's America First agenda on trade and immigration. "I'm honored to be joining IBM as vice chairman," Cohn wrote in a statement. "IBM is one of the world's most important companies, providing technology that helps organizations be agile and resilient in unpredictable times. IBM, as Breitbart News has long reported, remains one of the largest outsourcers of American jobs, specifically in the STEM fields." Sarah Blackwell with Protect U.S. Workers said Cohn ought to reverse some of the awful IBM outsourcing and offshoring practices and transform it into a strong American company that values its workers. Last year, even as tens of millions of Americans went jobless due to economic lockdowns, IBM sought to outsource more than 7,200 U.S. jobs to foreign workers on H-1B visas. At the same time, IBM announced it was laying off Americans amidst the Chinese coronavirus crisis. Multinational corporations often use the H-1B visa program to lay off American workers and force them to train their foreign replacements. The visa is only the first step in a broader corporate outsourcing scheme whereby American jobs eventually end up offshore to countries like India. In 2017, reports indicated that India is home to the largest number of IBM employees, despite the corporation continuing to label itself an American company. A joint investigation by ProPublica and Mother Jones in 2018 revealed that IBM often laid off thousands of older Americans in order to replace them with cheaper, imported foreign H-1B visa workers. IBM, most recently, lobbied Congress to pass Senator Mike Lee's RUT green card giveaway to ensure that only employment-based green cards go to foreign workers who have predominantly arrived in the U.S. on the H-1B visa. The largest beneficiaries of the giveaway include IBM, Amazon, Google, Accenture, and Microsoft Corporation. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.